On Monday, we read from your letters. And today we have the good fortune to be able to answer a caller's question with another listener's email. During our show on the life of Harriet Tubman, a caller from Auburn, New York, asked if there was any effort underway to restore Tubman's home in that same town. Beth Crawford wrote in to say that her architectural firm is working with the AME Zion Church in Auburn on the restoration of the Tubman home, as well as other buildings associated with her life. That includes the church Tubman attended from 1891 to her death. She wrote, "I have always admired Harriet and went looking for a biography about 17 years ago and was amazed how little I found. It truly is a dream to research this amazing woman's life in Auburn. Work on the church will start as soon as it warms up and we melt some of the 151 inches of snow that we've had this year." Many of you wrote in during our segment on cell phone cameras with more warnings about possible abuses. This from Sarah Sawyer. "I have a friend who took some saucy photos, with permission, and had them stored on a cell phone. A young relative borrowed the phone and saw the pictures. Photos you take are fairly accessible," she continues, "and can even be sent to the wrong number by mistake." With that in mind, Alan Sanderson's email seems particularly relevant. He wrote from Salt Lake City with a modern twist on some old advice, "Never do anything that you would not put on a billboard next to the freeway." He writes, "Perhaps today that should include the information highway." During our program on the 25th anniversary of the Walkman and the history of playback technology, a caller mentioned the famous mascot of the Radio Corporation of America, a spotted dog with its head slightly cocked, listening to his master's voice. We also mentioned that a model of the RCA dog, nicknamed Nipper, sits in the NPR lobby, and that prompted Charles in Walla Walla, Washington, to write, "In your lobby? Can I see a photo, please?" The answer is yes. A picture of the unofficial NPR mascot, Nipper, get it, Nipper, is on our website. Just go to the Talk of the Nation page at npr.org. But back to the Walkman itself. Catherine Porter wrote in to remind us that what worked 25 years ago still works today. "Walkman is not obsolete for me," she writes. "It's what allows me to listen to your show today without disturbing the folks on the phone in the next cubicle. I purchased it last year for less than $20. I guess that makes me not exactly a dinosaur, a woolly mammoth maybe." And Frank Melicha wrote in with a playback memory. "I remember getting square plastic 45 records on the back of Super Sugar Crisps. Nothing was more exciting than cutting off the corners and listening to Alice in Wonderland on my Close and Play record player." And finally, Timothy Gilchrist wrote to us about why standard commercial CDs were designed to be 74 minutes long. If I'm not mistaken, he wrote, "The capacity of the CD was designed specifically to fit the Choral Symphony No. 9 of Beethoven above all else." Well, there are a lot of stories about that. We do know that the original CD prototype was designed to hold 60 minutes worth of music, but Sony's president at the time said he felt that a 74-minute CD, quote, would be able to encompass an entire opera or all of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. If you'd like to share your thoughts about our programs, add to the conversation, or send us a correction, send us an email at totn@npr.org. Please be sure to include your name, where you're writing from, and give us some help on pronunciations if we need them. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, and Megan Williams. Our director is Chad Campbell. Our production assistant is Brendan Banizak. The intern here is Dustin Dwyer. Our technical director, Kevin Waite, gets us on the air. He gets help from Vince Muse. Paul Heltzel takes care of our webpage. The senior editor is Ellen Silva. The senior producer is Sue Goodwin. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop, and our music today by Ludwig von Beethoven. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.